What is up, you amazing listeners and viewers tuning in from whichever platform you love to get your podcast from? I'm your host, Chronic, from the Cannabis Chronicles on all major streaming platforms, and I'm back with another amazing episode of Reviewing Ruderalis, brought to us by Atlas Seed and the Autoflower Review. Be sure to smack that like button, comment down below, and subscribe or follow along from whichever platform you love to get your podcast from. Now, in today's wonderful episode, I'm going to be teaching all of you all about what shifting pH ranges are and what, you know, basically what the whole idea behind it is, how to understand pH ranges, and why growers shift pH ranges when growing cannabis. I'm also going to be talking about a specific nutrient. It's unfortunately, I don't know if you can purchase it currently. The company is working to come back into operations. But I'm going to be talking about one of the products they created to actually help growers with pH ranges. So fingers crossed they come back. Now, to break into this, what are the pH ranges that you need to understand for cannabis? The lowest pH range generally that you're going to be in is 5.5. The highest pH range that you're going to want to be in is about 6.5. And those are the literal, the low and the high end. And you really don't want to be in those specific pH zones. Why are there pH ranges and why do cannabis growers shift them? pH ranges exist because micro and macronutrients such as nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, magnesium, boron, iron, manganese, all these different ones, there's a bunch of micronutrients, but the three main macronutrients are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Now, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are going to attach or bond to specific micronutrients in various ranges in various amounts. So if you're in a 5.5 to 5.9 pH range, your nitrogen molecules are going to be more prone to locking in calcium, manganese, and boron, and magnesium for vegetative stage use and the vegetative properties. Also, with being in the 5.5 to 5.9 range, the other nutrients such as phosphorus and potassium aren't necessarily locked out, but they're not going to be absorbed as effectively or efficiently. So nutrients have pH ranges that they are absorbed in at more effective or efficient rates for your plants with the on leaf site osmosis or osmosis through the roots. So essentially what this means is there is a very specific pH range that cannabis needs to be in for feeding to make sure that your plants are effectively and efficiently uptaking the most amount of nutrients that they could potentially have in those ranges. From the time that you sprout germinating a seed to about 2 weeks into seedling stage or juvenile stage, whatever you want to call that, you usually want to be about 5.6 to 5.9, really aiming about 5.6 to 5.7 pH. That pH range is the best for the vegetative properties and seedlings. You're going to probably rock out that 5.6 to 5.9 pH for a good 2 to 4 weeks, essentially. You can start shifting more towards 5.9 pH once the plant starts growing. And once you're close to flower, meaning let's say you see pistils if you're growing autoflowers at like day 25 to day 35, well, once you see pistils, you'll want to be in the 6.0 to 6.1 range for the first 2 weeks and then shift towards that 6.3 pH mark towards the once they're fully into flower. And if you're growing regulars or photoperiods, you would just start shifting your pH range when you do your 12-12 flower swap. When you do that, you would go from that 5.9 pH range to about that 6.1 pH range. Now, why is this important? Well, like I was talking about earlier, in the lower ranges, nitrogen is going to be absorbing and bonding with, I shouldn't say absorbing, it's going to be bonding with a lot more of the vegetative properties for micronutrients. When you get into the 6.1 to 6.5 range, phosphorus and potassium start bonding more heavily with various micronutrients to allow those flower properties to actually come through, like creating terpenes, cannabinoids, creating the flower, putting work into creating trichomes, you know, all that fun stuff. So there's different processes for different stages of the plant, but the shifting your pH range is just what growers are supposed to do to maximize the effectiveness or the efficiency of your plant's absorption of the nutrients within the root system. And that's with anything. That's with cocoa, that's with soilless, that's with aeroponic, that's with soil and organics, that's with parse synthetic salts. It does it 99.9% of the time, you're going to end up shifting your pH ranges. The only real time you don't shift your pH ranges is if you're using some sort of blend, like I used prescription blend. It was a hydroponic nutrient blend. And whenever you added their additives in the specific amount for their stages, it would automatically pH your water to like 5.6, 6.0, or 6.3. So those blends do exist. But unless you're using a product like pH Lush, which I talked about earlier, it's unfortunately not available, so I'm not going to blab too much about it. But it was a carbon-based product built, created by Cultured Biologics, which was Tim McCormick. And it basically unlocked the entire zone of pH for plants so that your plant could absorb everything effectively and efficiently while sitting at 6.0 pH. But that is essentially the principle in understanding pH ranges. It's the 5.5 to 6.0 is a vegetative and growing stage nutrients where nitrogen is bonding more heavily with calcium, magnesium, and various things like that. And then your 6.0 to 6.5 is just your more flower feed and flower nutrient bonding. So I hope all of you enjoyed that episode and very quick episode of just the breakdown of pH ranges. Be sure to smack that like button and follow along if you enjoyed this podcast, whichever platform you're listening to. Comment if you have any questions below. Remember, I'm Chronic for the Cannabis Chronicles on all major streaming platforms, as well as the host of this wonderful show, Reviewing Ruderalis, brought to us by Atlas Seed and the Autoflower Review. Much love and happy growing.